Anytime you mention the name Bill Hillgrove, people have a couple of reactions. Hey, Bill, what'd you think about the Steelers? Or what about them Panthers? Bill Hillgrove also has a direct connection to the history of this radio station. Billy, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. This coming Saturday, we are going to celebrate the 150th birthday of the great Frank Conrad, who was, of course, one of the pioneers of not only KDKA, but of the broadcasting industry. And we're going to do it at the Wilkinsburg train station. They've been kind enough to loan us a property for what's going to amount to a fundraiser so that we can get the National Museum of Broadcasting started. We're in the process of buying a building down in Turtle Creek, actually in East Pittsburgh, but, you know, near the old Westinghouse plant. So, you know, we're going to have a lot of fun. And some members of the Conrad family are coming into town for that celebration.
And his grandson is a famous actor.
David Conrad.
It's hard to frame how important the work that, you know, Frank Conrad did as a Westinghouse engineer to really ignite radio and broadcasting around the world. I wonder if he knew how much of an impact he had in this in the world, because some people have said the invention of radio was one of, if not the most technologically advancing humanity in history.
If it wasn't for Frank Conrad, I wouldn't be talking to you right now.
Yeah.
Because I'm talking to you on my cell phone. And, you know, the broadcast industry led to the internet, to the, you know, cell phones, to wireless communication. I mean, he was truly a pioneer.
Bill, when the museum opens, what will a visitor find inside?
Well, first of all, outside, we hope to have the Conrad Garage rebuilt. That's where the famous Harding Cox election broadcast took place. In November of 1920, and that, they say, was the first, real broadcasting threshold crosser. And, I go back to my late mother-in-law, Alice Sapienza Donnelly, who threatened to stand in front of the bulldozer when they tried to knock down the Conrad Garage in Wilkinsburg. And she saved it, and we preserved it, and we hope to, you know, rebuild it on location of that Museum of Broadcasting, which is a stone's throw from the old K building where the first broadcast actually took place. So, this is all very, very heady stuff, if we can call it that. And but, you know, we're taking this lifelong dream of not only my late mother-in-law, but a lot of us, including Susie Barber and Ron Klink and, our board, who is hoping to put this museum together so that people can, kind of get a feel for where this all started. We have a bunch of old radio and vacuum tubes and, you know, crystal sets. And we also have a collection of things that I think not only the public would be interested in, but it's also going to be an educational process where students can, study the beginnings of broadcasting.
I think it's so tremendous, and I see Jack Bogut on the list of dignitaries, and the fact that Jack on this radio station, you know, in the late 60s for 15 years, and then John Signa for 18, myself now 23, and before that was Reach Cordy. That goes all the way back to the 50s, but so proud to be associated with the first commercial radio station in the world. I remember your mother-in-law. She was an amazing immigrant woman that wrote a book too, right, Bill, about that process of immigrating?
About her family's immigrating through Ellis Island into this country, and it's called Beyond the Golden Door. And it's not only something that an Italian family could appreciate, but anybody who's ever come to this country fulfill their lifelong dream of freedom and, you know, and a better way of life, they would enjoy this book as well. But I'm so excited about this. This is going to be so much fun, and hopefully we'll raise a few bucks for the Museum of Broadcasting so that we can buy this building and then move forward. But we're so close to the reality of this museum that it's exhilarating.
Bill, when does it start, the fundraiser, and what's going to be happening during the fundraiser?
All right, 1 o'clock at the Wilkinsburg train station. It's free. We will have some baskets that you can bid on, including a cruise with Captain Billy on Conneaut Lake and lunch for four at the Iroquois Club.
That would be the Captain Bill Hillgrove.
That's right.
And yeah, it's, and then we're going to have a panel, and Bogut's on the panel. Sally Wiggin, Bill Flanagan. You know, it's going to be a real interesting, exchange of words by people who are veterans in the broadcast field. And the fact that the Conrad family will have representation there is just, it's so, so fantastic. I have trouble pulling up words to describe it. And when's the last time I had trouble pulling up words?
Never. By the way, you can go to nmbpitt.org, get a lot of information and details about what we're trying to do. You guys have done an amazing job, and obviously we're all in to find support to make this a reality, Bill. But I want people in Pittsburgh that don't know the significance of this man, Dr. Frank Conrad. So it's I'm just curious why your mother-in-law became so passionate about saving this history.
Well, she was a student of history, and when she learned of the value of the Conrad Garage, and it was actually behind the old Wilkinsburg Elks, and that was part of his home in Wilkinsburg, that was demolished, but she saved the building, and we have it on pallets, and we can't wait to reconstruct it. So, that'll be kind of like the hallmark of what we're trying to do.
That reminds me, that image of Tiananmen Square in China, that guy standing in front of the tank, your mother-in-law standing in front of the bulldozer. All right, again, please go to nmbpitt.org and check it out. I'm so excited about this opportunity this Saturday. While we got you, Bill, you will not be doing play-by-play for Steelers football, though I know your heart and soul is certainly following the team and the draft and all these things. You have to be going, wow, you'd have to learn a whole bunch of new names.
Oh, boy, it's a new world, that's for sure. But I love the Steelers draft, and my change now will go from being on the air to yelling at the TV set. But I'll still be a fan, and I'll be clad in black and gold on game days. And if on a Sunday afternoon in September and October there is no game, I'll be on the float boat at Conneaut Lake watching the leaves change.
Hey, Bill, I wanted to congratulate you on your outstanding performance as a play-by-play man, especially for the Steelers, but also to say how pleased I am you're going to be calling the games for Pitt still.
Yeah, I'll have half a weekend left, and that was part of the thinking. And, it's time to smell some roses, and no better time than now.
Amen, brother. And what an honor and joy it is to work with you, and looking forward to the Pitt season, too. And by the way, congratulations, the Lindsey Nelson Award. You're getting a lot of awards are coming at you, too, now. Well-deserved.
That must mean I'm getting old.
Well, I love your enthusiasm and passion for the history of KDK, too. So thank you, Billy. Have a great time Saturday. Appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you, gentlemen. Always a pleasure.
The great Bill Hillgrove on KDKA. That sounds really good. Paul, I don't know if you saw Susie Kuhl from our news team walk past our plate glass window here that looks into the newsroom and showed a new tattoo.
Oh, she did get the tattoo.
Apparently, okay. She did. Now, I asked if this is permanent. She kind of looked at me like, yeah, tattoos are permanent. But there are some that they do put on that are temporary. Aaron, have you seen these, what are they called, henna tattoos or whatever, where they
oh yeah, like
temporary
henna tattoos? They last maybe like a week or two.
That was such a Pittsburgh thing to say. Hey, you seen them Henny tattoos? I'm such a yinzer, man, at heart. Honest to God. You know, you don't even realize you're doing it. You know, occasionally my mom would say yinz and stuff. You know, I mean, anyways.
Yinzer at heart.
Did you see Susie's new tat?
You know, I saw on her Instagram, Sue's cool. I haven't seen it in person yet.
She already posted. She walked past and gave me, you know, the the pumped up bicep look.
Dainty tattoos are the cutest.
Now, this is a, she said, this was like some fine, I mean, it's some kind of new thing, right?
Yes. Fine, like super skinny line tattoos are very in right now.
You know they're permanent.
Yep.
Do you have friends with a lot of tattoos?
I actually do. I do. And I got a few goofy ones in college.
So you have some?
I do.
Do you mind saying what they are? And why did you get them? I'm curious.
Well, on the south side, they'll have, I think they're $50 tattoos, and the lines are like out of the door. And it's just a college thing. So me and my college roommates did that twice. I have one very, very typical arrow, you know, like a bow and arrow, but an arrow with feathers on the inside of my left arm. And then I have a matching tattoo with my best friend of an unfinished lighthouse, you know?
Why?
Like when you interact with people and they interact with you, they take some of your light with them.
Oh.
It was her idea, and I kind of look back at it like, I don't know why we did that.
Why did I do that? This is the problem. It's permanent.
Yep.
So my dad told me the story before he went in the Army. He went and said goodbye to his Irish grandmother. And she was in bed, I guess he said, and she walked in. And her only advice was, don't get a tattoo. You'll be a marked man. They'll be able to find you.
Like, it's true.
If you're a criminal, I guess that's an issue. But a lot of guys did the same thing. Go to the service. They go to port or whatever, wherever they are, and they get tatted up.
Yep.
Paul, do you have any tats?
No tats.
No? My kids all do.
Yeah. You know, it seems cool in the moment, and most of them you don't regret. Some you might. It just comes with the territory.
So, given where you are today, Tamira's showing her ankle tat. It says, I love KDKA. Wow.
Ooh.
So would you go back? Would you do it again?
Yes. Every single tattoo I have, I think I have five, except for the very first one. I was 17. My mom said, you can get this for your birthday. I have to be there with you. And that's the only one I regret. It's kind of stupid. It's like an infinity sign. Everybody has that. So I regret that one.
I don't know. I just decided at some point I wasn't getting them. But,
yep.
But they're, I mean, almost everybody I know has one now.
I think you're either for them or you're against them. It's rare that they're in the middle.
I just think I would take a lot more time to think about the fact that when you're much older, you're going to have whatever that is on you.
Yeah.
Right?
And fair point.
There, Susie Cool's coming up. We're going to have a conversation with Ms. Cool about her cool new tattoo. Look at her showing off that fine line tat.
So I got an interesting little tidbit I think you'll like, Larry.
Talk to me.
I just found on X a post about a guy who showed up in Union Square in New York City with a great big jar of cheese balls. And
okay.
He is wearing an orange mask and an orange scarf, and several hundred people showed up to watch him eat this jar, this large jar of cheese balls. He ran around the crowd getting high fives. One of the people that was there asked him if he would run for president. It's great. There's just a video. I'll put this up on our News Radio KDKA X account so people can see it.
Is this in Times Square?
No, Union Square.
Oh, Union
yeah.
Square.
Kind of a park-like setting.
I was in Times Square once, and there was all kind of street performers. And I walked past one, and my future son-in-law took a picture of me next to this performer who I didn't realize just had body paint on. There was no clothes. You know how they paint, mm-hmm. like they paint clothes on.
So it was a convincing paint job.
So here I am standing next to this naked lady in Times Square, but I didn't even know. I couldn't tell, which was even more troubling.
Have you ever seen blackout tattoos before?
No, what's that?
It's when it kind of looks like body paint, but they have black tattoo, like black ink covering their whole arm or their
the
entire
sleeve. I've seen sleeve tattoos. Yeah, lots of those.
Yeah, there's levels.
Tomorrow on the Big K Morning Show, we'll get into piercings. Is that inappropriate to ask somebody if, well, you should be able to see them, I guess. Hmm. Most of them, anyway.
Yeah, most tattoos.
I mean piercings.
Oh.
Right. I'm
those two.
I realize I'm a simpler person. I'm not very complicated. Stop me up. You familiar with the Rolling Stones, Susie Cool?
So it's funny because I actually have a Rolling Stones t-shirt. But I only bought it because it looked cool. And then somebody asked me the next day, they were like, do you know who that is? Oh, you like the Rolling Stones? And I was like, yeah.
You didn't know.
And I had zero idea. It was just like a cool graphic t-shirt.
Is that that big tongue thing?
Yes, yeah. I've worn it to work when I anchor.
Susie Cool from our newsroom. And Aaron, this is Susie Cool at her finest now.
Yes, I'm actually vibing so hard. May is off to such a great start. If this is any indication of what summer 2024 is going to be like, oh my God. Oh my goodness, people. I'm here for it. So let's get into it, okay? Because Larry was talking a little smack.
Well, here, wait. I want to play. You know what I want to do?
Oh, goodness. You want to play
something? I forgot to play your official.
No.
There
just a little
go.
Beat.
There we go. Now yeah, I'm
now you're
officially
in the
introduced.
Yeah.
Now I'm in it. Let's go.
So the cool scoop, you go out and about, and you have done something you have threatened to do for a while.
Yes. So the cool scoop, I talk about what I do out and about in the community. I also have a little segment called Sweet Tips and Sights where it goes out on all of our digital platforms. And I go to bars. I go to restaurants. I've gotten acupuncture. I've gotten facials. And last night I did something that is becoming a new trend. I got a tiny tat. And I got it on my forearm. And I'm obsessed with it.
I saw it. And it's very simple.
Yes.
Dainty.
Yes, very dainty. I got it. I went to this ladies' night at Glow Wexford, which is also the place where I got my facial a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. There were a bunch of small businesses there because it's small business week.
Yes.
So the beauty company, the people that did my tattoo, they were there and they do these fine line tats. And the biggest difference between a normal tat and one of these fine line tats is the fact that, A, they're fine line and they're done with one single needle. So it literally took her 10 minutes to do this tattoo.
What does it say?
And it says, okay, so my last name is really cool, C-O-O-L. Mm-hmm. It says happy is cool. And this is something that I've like always lived by. I just love being happy and working in sports over the years and being on my own for 6 years. It was like, if you're having a bad moment, like smell the roses, right? Like every day, even if it's the worst day. Like, what was happy about it?
Right.
And in summer of 2023, there were some rough days. And I had a group under me where, like, I had to pull their heads out of their butts. And we would go around the room every single day. And I'd say, what's your happiest moment? And then whenever the people that were mean, this is hilarious because I wasn't even mean to them. But I would look at them and be like, you know, being a happy person is cool. Happy is cool. And this would make
so
these
it's
people.
Fitting.
They would. It would
it's
make
fitting.
These people so mad. And so then we all made these friendship bracelets. Mine said happy is cool. And I just gave it to somebody a couple of weeks ago because they were going through a really hard time to remind them like, hey, even if you get an ice cream cone and you're having the worst day, like look at that ice cream cone and hold on to it for dear life.
Yeah.
Because it's happy. Ice cream's happy, I think.
It is.
So then I got it tattooed on me. And I think it's awesome. I think it's awesome. So
happy is cool.
Mm-hmm.
And your fine line tattoo.
And it's staring at me so I can read it when I'm being a little Debbie Downer.
And it has your last name on it, which mm-hmm. is cool.
capitalized too, which is silly.
That's a thing that people are doing now too, is they'll have the tattoo face them wherever they're getting it, because it's for them. Well, more so than it's for other people.
Yeah.
It's for them.
And that was my option. It was like, I could have put it on the back of my arm or somewhere where other people could have read it.
Right.
But sometimes, you know, I'm not always bubbly like I am today on the second day of May, because it's the best month ever, apparently, in my life. And sometimes I need that reminder, right? Mm-hmm. Like, hey, knock it off. Go get an ice cream cone, or go like smell the roses outside, because there's always something to be grateful for every single day.
Well, sometimes you mope in here. Yeah, you're right. So this is good.
I mean, sometimes I do, Larry. Sometimes I do. The other day I was being a Deborah Downer. I was.
You were rough.
I was.
You were rough on the boss, too.
I was rough on the boss, yeah.
So we have this big window that overlooks our newsroom. And for our audience, all the people that walk by, you can only see them, and I can gain a lot when people are walking by about moods and attitudes.
I mean, sometimes I'm just like zoned out. Like sometimes I think I just wear it. Like sometimes I think
sometimes the coffee isn't hitting like it should.
Yeah,
you know.
And this poor young woman,
Erin
Farragonio, has 2 hours sleep. She's adjusting to this new schedule.
Mm-hmm.
How are you liking it, Erin?
I personally am excited.
Yes, good.
But I told Larry that I got 2 hours of sleep last night because
oh, no.
My body, I mean, I feel great right now, but I, you know, it's just that adrenaline type energy because I'm adjusting.
Yeah.
But I think it's nice. You're looking out the window, the sun's coming up, thinking about happy things. Well, and I do like having the day.
That's what I was going to say. The best part whenever I've been on the morning show with Larry, or if I have to do Paul Rasmussen's job, honestly, I've told PJ, I'm like, hey, if
you could toss me up there.
Can you scoot me into that spot? Because I love working in the morning and then being done.
Right.
I got the whole day, baby.
All right. We got the cool scoop. So can I ask a financial question? What does a tat like that typically cost?
So last night she was having a pop-up special at this girls' night. So it was $85. But what's really cool about this place, too, is they also do areola tattooing for breast cancer patients. And she wanted me to plug that to Lena, the girl who did my tattoo.
And for those who don't know what that is, that's really important.
It really is.
To some women.
Yeah. Just for confidence and whatnot. So I wanted to make sure I got that in. I'm not sure what that costs, but a little fine line, like $85.
Are you going to get another?
I don't think so. I think this is it.
Last tat?
Maybe. Watch. You never know what... Honestly, you don't know what May could bring, or summer 2024.
True.
I'm not going to put it off.
Erin's she might have got bit by the bug.
She told us she has five.
And they're all small, all of them. I never got a big one. They're just all
How
small.
How dare you, Erin?
and like words and weird visual. Yep.
My son has like a life-size tat on his...
Of you? On his...
On me? I don't think so. Thanks a lot.
I'm sorry.
No.
Oh, man. All right.
Somebody really important.
Oh.
Take a guess.
Jesus?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
That was a great guess.
Well,
right
I
on
was
the
like,
money.
He's looking at me like it's baby J above.
Serious,
so.
Yeah. You hit it. First guess.
All right, what's next? I can hardly wait.
What's next? I will be going to a Washington Wild Things game this weekend, and then I'm looking for ice cream places. So if you know any little mom-pa shop ice cream places, please let me know. That is what I'm looking to get into for the summer.
Okay.
Or any meal prep places.
Yeah, if you'd have went to Dave and Andy's in Oakland, they might not have closed.
Yeah. Sweet Sips and Sights,
you know,
could have saved
go?
Them.
You should go see Gus and Yaya in West Park on the north side.
Okay.
The 90th year.
Oh, wow. I'm down. I love stinking ice cream. And I think, I mean, it's a little early when I'm on the morning show for the Cool Scoop. Like, if we were eating ice cream while we talked, what?
That'd be entertaining. What flavor do you have in your cup?
Yes. And that's it. We just talk about ice cream.
That's all.
You can probably guess that that would go over big here. Since you're in broadcasting, you know, anytime they bring food treats here, they... We're
it's like vultures.
We're like vultures. Locusts. They just decimate everything.
Mm-hmm.
Gone in an instant.
True.
All right. How do they follow you, Suzy Kuehl?
You can check everything out at Suzy Kuehl. That's SUZKEWL. I will be posting my tiny tat probably later today or maybe tomorrow.
I'm holding my breath. Always love Thursdays. for many people mentally, this is the beginning of the weekend, and I get that too, especially when the weather's this nice. And a lot of people that can still work remotely on Fridays, Paul, or just flat out take off.
And I read recently, this week in fact, that a number of people who are working remotely do so while they're on vacation, and a lot of them don't tell the boss.
Ah. Marty Griffin has entered the studio.
Jeff, because I know people that have 23 credit cards. Patrick, you know people that have like 23, 24 credit cards. And they pay the minimum every month, but if they just do that every month, they'll have that debt for
forever.
Literally, they'll tell you on the card,
taking
20 years to pay off a $5,000. No exaggeration. That's where the city's at. And for them to ignore this BS, you know what really irritates me, Larry? Because we had the city controller on yesterday. She's a badass.
Rachel, she's amazing. Heisler, I thought she was very direct.
She's unbelievable. She's an adult. So what irritates the hell out of me, my man, is that if you listen to her, Pittsburgh has all these ridiculous potholes. And you heard her flat out say they're not getting fixed, and they might not get fixed till 2027. This is where we're at, bro. And then the mayor's people come on and say, it's cool. We're cool. No, no, they need to be drug tested. This is a disaster. Grow up. Act like adults and be honest. The other thing, I sent you, and I you know, Patrick's here, and I've been at this a long time, man, more than 30 years. And I've been able to accomplish a lot with my big mouth and this big platform, as we all know. I find it more than, I got to be honest, depressing. And so disconcerting, Larry, the video that I sent you this morning.
The video you sent me literally stopped me in my tracks.
Hold on a second. Let's play 1 second here.
I love you. You got to stop pounding, honey. Come on, you're going to break out. You're going to hurt your hand. You're hurting your hand, honey.
So describe, because you're so good at this, Larry, describe what you saw there.
So this young man is in a chair. Clearly it's in a medical room, you know, like a hospital
emergency room.
And there's on the wall this little cabinet. And I don't know what's in it.
He's beating it.
He's pounding it. Pounding it. And his mother, as you heard, is imploring him.
Severely autistic.
And this goes on all the time.
He was removed from a group home. He broke the computers. He broke two big screen TVs, Patrick. He broke windows. He broke doors. He busted holes in walls.
Yeah, he's broken a lot of things.
He's violent. Larry, let me tell you something. The governor's people reached out this morning because now they have to get involved in this insanity. Larry, in the entire region, if your kid is that, and that's severely autistic and violent, there are 9 beds. 9, brother.
Total.
Total. Millions of people. Larry, between here and Philadelphia, no BS, there are 9 beds.
Oh, you mean in the whole state?
Well, there are only 2 facilities in the whole state that can manage that kid. So the drama exists in that this poor woman, and God bless this hospital, Washington Hospital, this isn't on them. They're trying to help. They're really trying to help.
Right.
But I get this crap call this morning that you need to tell her and you need to quit talking about this. To hell with you. I will not stop until she and that boy gets help. And this crap that she needs to stop talking because other hospitals will watch and they won't treat her. To hell with you and to hell with that. We will not stop until she gets treatment. This isn't reporter hyperbole. This is a dramatic incident of massive hole in a healthcare system. 9 beds in the entire... Everybody says just go to Western Psych. My man, they got 8 beds. 8 beds, Larry. They're doing everything they can, but what the hell are they supposed to do? This is an American tragedy. We're also going to get into this trial, man. We have a real-life serial killer on trial. Well, it's really not a trial. She's going to plead guilty tomorrow. The question is, how many years will she do?
Today.
Do you put her... No, it's there tomorrow. It's a 2-day hearing. The truth of the matter is that what do you do with a woman who killed 21 people? No, really, Patrick, what the hell do you do? You give her 10 years? What? And then what?
Well, and there's so many cases that are stacking up.
Right on.
What does this mean for the other cases?
And what do you do, Larry? Do you give her 20 years?
No. There's going to be the argument she should be...
Somewhere for life.
Yeah, has to be. There's no
Come on,
no
man.
rehabilitation for a woman who's killed at least 21, and there may be more.
The things that bring joy to your life, because we got to talk about joy. My daughter, Sophia, just sent me a text. My final grade point, first year at Pitt, 375. Not bad. Not bad.
That's really good.
That's really good. We got to talk about these riots, too. You know, my thing is, I love peaceful protests. I think it's wonderful. However, these universities screwed up, Larry, by letting these people dig in. Right, Patrick?
Absolutely.
They dug in.
Well,
and now
as you pointed out with Chief Scarrato and the University of Pittsburgh police, they did it right. They should be all looking at what did they do in Pittsburgh?
Well, Patrick, remember that video? They were chasing those kids who were trying to put a tent down.
Yeah.
Because once they put the tents down, it was game on. Once those bad boys dug in, it's like Fort Sumter. You know what I'm saying, brother?
Yep. Much easier to stop them from getting it done.
Right.
And get,
right.
You know.
Now they're Jose'd, as I like to say.
Jose.
I got a tattoo for you, Larry.
Where's your tats?
I got it. I'll show it to you in the break, sir. It's in a shaded area.
Oh, my.
Oh, God.